You're about to listen to the first experimental season of our show, formerly called NatOne Presents the Podcast. For better audio quality and our current ongoing D&D campaign, skip ahead to Season 2 featuring the Daft Monks.
On this episode of NatOne Presents.
Thank you, Bernard. Now inside of this sack, ladies and gentlemen, are seven. I count you seven baby seals. Now, Bernard, club me, please.
Oh, no.
Adventure, heartwarming stories, role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of con...
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents the Podcast. Today is another episode of D&D Deathmatch. Today it will be Beastmaster versus Ringmaster. But before we begin, welcome back to the show, Nate.
Thanks, Nate. It's new year, new me.
Ooh, I like that. Feels good to be doing another D&D Deathmatch. I think by far our strongest of content we have here at Nat One Presents. Don't you feel like that?
Absolutely. We call ourselves Nat One, but we definitely have been dabbling in the pop culture and non-roleplay area sometimes. So I'm excited to get back to our roots here and play a little D&D.
Oh, me too. For the year of 2021, What do you feel like D&D Deathmatch is going to bring to Nat One Presents? Like, what do you feel like some of the characters that might appear this year, this season?
I think you're going to see a new level of polish and what that's going to bring character-wise. We're not going to be so by the book anymore, you know? Yeah. Like Trevor Belmont, Van Helsing, we wanted two people and like the same histories. Not today. Master versus Master, and we'll go into it more. I won't spoil it for you, but we're going to have more fun with our death matches, and maybe some of these characters are fictional. Some of these characters maybe will be totally made up, and that's a little bit more our style. So I think Deathmatch will, for a year that literally says 2020... WON, like 2021, it beat us.
Oh yeah.
So this year we're gonna take some liberties, I think.
I love it. And for all of you at home listening, feel free to comment and let us know on any of our socials, or if you're a patron, like let us know, and then we might be able to bring your character here to D&D Deathmatch if we like your idea and it doesn't stink.
Yeah, absolutely. We want that feedback, and we want that. We want to integrate you in our show for sure.
And big news here that I'm reading on one of our bullet points, because we know how good I am at bullet points. We have hit 100 followers on our gram.
Woo! Now, I'm sure you're thinking, wow, I have 10 times that on my own Instagram. Well, you got to start somewhere, okay, guys? So calm down. And if you're not following us, you could make this number bigger. So go ahead and join us. But we're really excited. We want a bigger community. We want more comments, more feedbacks. And we want you guys to tell us what you want on our show. So follow us on social media. Pretty much all of our handles are Nat1Presents. And when I say Nat1, the one is a numeral. So Nat1Presents on any one of our social media.
Beautiful. Just follow us. And then once you follow us, that leads down the slippery path to joining our Patreon.
It's just a dollar.
Yeah, it's just a dollar. Come on. And speaking of that, huge shout out to three of our patrons. And we're going to be doing a patron shout out every episode. And this one is going to Michael. Big shout out to you. Thank you for joining our Patreon. Kim, thank you for joining our Patreon. And Arthi, thank you for joining our Patreon. We appreciate it greatly. And you understand as well as we do that it is, in fact, just a dollar.
Awesome. All right. So Master versus Master. Do you want to break it to him? Who is role-playing? Or who's battling today?
Okay. To break it down to you guys at home, we decided to do Beastmaster versus a random Ringmaster. Like from the circus, you know, like animal
just,
yeah, tamer.
This is not any actual person in pop culture.
No.
This is just a random guy.
Made up
a
guy. Yep. And then the Beastmaster, Nate is actually going to be playing the Beastmaster, and I will be playing the Ringmaster. What inspiration did you draw from for the Beastmaster, Nate? Because that is actual character.
Yeah, so I'm going to be totally transparent with our audience, because we like to just, you know, tell you guys the cold, hard facts here.
How it is.
Nate pitched Beastmaster, and to be totally honest, I had heard of the Beastmaster, but so I was born in 1990. The show came in 1991. The movie was 1984. I researched all this last night. Mm-hmm. I didn't end up watching this. Like, it seems like the movie came out around the same time as Conan and a couple of other kind of, that was like a big thing. It was like the sword and sorcery type genre.
The loincloth adventures, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah, I'm all about that. And then the show, which was around 1999, was like the Xena, Hercules, whatever. So Beastmaster was basically always this sword and sorcery, like either movie or episodes that was out around the same time as other stuff, but never quite as good, right?
Like, it was awful.
Most people, if I'm like, oh, do you know who Xena is? They're like, yeah, I don't know. Like, they know who Xena is. But if I'm like, oh, you watch Beastmaster, they'll be like, what? So anyway, for those of you who don't know, I did my research last night. He's just, his whole shtick, if you want to say that, is that he can talk to animals. I read like the first thing I read was like a Wikipedia description and it was like fights for the people and animals. So he's like one of the first, maybe like pseudo druids, maybe, you know,
right.
I was really interested in seeing more of that. It's kind of an obsession of his.
Awful choice.
and again, not a good implementation. No. So yeah, he fights with like a, it depends, like in the movie has like boomerang, in the show mm-hmm. more of a spear, so I'm gonna be using a spear today, but he fights alongside his animal friends and protects the people and the animals in like a loincloth.
I love it because I pitched it.
Yeah, so that is a real show, and then Ringmaster is just totally out of Nate's bizarre mind. Just thought that would be hilarious, mostly just because they both have the word ring or master, and I guess also they deal with animals.
Yep. Right. So I figured, you know, they go together a lot, like peanut butter and jelly. Mm. And then for my Ringmaster idea, for those of you familiar with our show, he is going to be an employee of corporate. And this will be a corporate circus that he is working at for a little bit of a groundwork there for the thing.
That really kind of fits the whole, because you know how like circus, right, is like a thing, and like they tend to like have a lot of the same words like in like circus titles. So corporate circus, like pretty on par with actual.
Be like, you going to CCC tonight? Be like, oh, what's CCC? Like, you don't know about CCC?
CCC?
Corporation Corporate Circus.
Oh, they're in town? Wow.
Yeah, it costs $20 for a small soda. It's a great time for everybody. Bring your kids.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, of course, as always with D&D Deathmatch, we always do like a role play. We like to really feel our characters' roots, like feel their oats a little bit, as it were. So we're going to do a role play scenario. We never, at most, we're like, hey, is it like at a bar? And we're like, yeah. And then we just go. So we don't put a lot of, it's not scripted. We just role play. And then after that, we jump into the actual PvP match, abiding by Dungeons & Dragons rules by the...
Yep. I like it. So you ready to start then?
I am ready to start. What scenario do we agree upon?
This will be starting here at the center ring, if you will, of Corporate Circus. I will be the ringmaster. I have around several animals around me, and there's like a pit with some lions in it off to the side and shit. And I'm getting ready to go on to like act number two of the show when a certain Beastmaster comes walking in. I bet he didn't even buy a fucking ticket.
Well, first of all, no one ever pays me. So, yeah. Okay. So I walk in and I was maybe on a quest and someone told me that my animal friends were in danger and check out the circus. And so I arrive and I kind of come in and I'm like, what the hell is this?
All right, here we go. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Now for the second part of the show, I will be clubbing several baby seals. You, sir, in the back, do you have a problem with Corporate Circus?
I'm just here to observe on behalf of my animal friends who don't have a lot of good things to say about the circus, but I'm sure you're not literally clubbing the animals, so I will take my time to just sit here and observe for the time being.
Very well. Please take a seat and try not to interrupt again. Thank you. Now, Bernard, if you will, bring out the bag of baby seals and the case of clubs.
Oh, wait. What?
Don't worry about it. It's all part of the show. And then, like, some, like...
It's all mirrors, right? Like, I turn, Beastmaster turns, he's next to, like, some, like, two, like women. And he's like, they're not really going to club the animals, right? And they're like, oh, is this your first time at the circus? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, just watch. You're going to love it.
So I picture Bernard, like, a circus clown kind of guy. Like, big old hairy forearms and stuff. Kind of gruff, like, cigar in his mouth. Coming over with, like, a burlap sack. And it's, like, moving around a little bit. And, like, it moves around a little too much. So he's like, God! Like, kicks the sack.
Whoa.
And then he brings it over and like, thank you, Bernard. Now inside of this sack, ladies and gentlemen, are seven. I count you seven baby seals. Now, Bernard, club me, please.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm going to have to interfere here. On behalf of my animals, I'm Beastmaster. I can talk to animals. They've spoken to me and there is fear. There is suffering. And nobody should be comfortable paying money to watch this or even watching it for free. This is not okay. I will not let this happen.
Yes, sir. That is on the brochure when you enter the circus. All of that is written down on Corporation Corporate Circus.
I don't care what you put on your pamphlet. I am liberating these animals. Everybody out. This is between me and the ringmaster.
Sir, please, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your seats. The
show nobody will actually got up.
The show will continue as soon as this crazy person leaves the premises. Security, please, Bernard, do something about this fellow who loves animals. Disgusting, by the way.
As that happens, my panther's gonna like enter in. So like maybe Bernard comes up to me, but my panther's gonna come in and like growl at him. And be like, and maybe Bernard is like, they don't pay me enough for this shit. And he just like walks away.
Like, I see the panther and I'm thinking like, man, I got to have me one of those. And I snap my fingers, Bill. And then my imp appears off to the side. Bill, we need that panther.
Is this like, when you say imp, is this just like a, what is this? Like a little like,
so it's like a thing, little
or
tiny,
is this like an actual like mythical imp?
Yeah, it's like a little tiny demon looking guy.
Okay.
Imp, you know, like, okay. Have you seen, what's the show? I can't think of it now. The Gate, I think it's called. Oh, no, it's okay. The Gate, you know, where he opens a portal to hell in his house, mm-hmm. and like all these little demons mm-hmm. come out. Like, it okay. looks kind of like that.
All right, so it is this like mythical demon thing.
Yeah. And he like looks menacing, you know, like he doesn't really talk to me. He just goes like that. Like,
gotcha. Okay. Like, Panthera, watch yourself. There's dark magic afoot.
No dark magic here, friend, at Corporation Corporate Circus. Only fun times for all. Ladies and gentlemen, please have your seats.
Me Woo, and they're all cheering.
Me and Bill will capture this panther and give him a good clubbing.
Panther, I absolutely promise you that will not happen. We will let us ascend or descend into the arena, and we'll climb down.
Sir, please remain seated. There's no reason to get out of the stands to come battle me. I am a good-natured fellow and lover of animals, just like yourself.
Panthera, go! And Panthera's gonna, like, jump and, like, with its mouth grab the club out of your hand, which you are about to, like, you guys are talking, you're, like, kind of winding up. And Panthera, like, grab the club and, like, move past you and then kind of...
Ah, you damn devil cat! Get back here and get in a cage so I can club you with that club you stole from me.
Animals are not meant to be the cage. They are our friends, and they are part of this world that we share together.
Obviously, you haven't read the welcome intro to Corporation Corporate. Animals are for entertainment purposes and study alike. So here at Corporation Corporate Circus, the animals are in fact for beating. So, you and just leave your panther here. It's a beautiful panther, by the way. I can't wait to make him a rug later.
How dare you? Panther, like, grunts at you. Panther's not feeling it. And so, I'm going to cut you off, ringmaster. I don't care who you work for, organization, organ donor. We are not going to let this happen. This ends here and now. Either step aside and release your animals, including that bag of baby seals, or face the consequence. I am not prone to violence, but if I must, Panther, and I will deal with it.
There's nothing you can do to me. I have legal protection from Corporation Corporate. I can do whatever I want with this bag of seals. Bag of seals? And then I just, like, throw it down on the ground and just start stepping on it. Like,
oh, my God. No!
And Bill's in the back like... Now, what are you going to do about that loincloth man with your black cat?
And so I'm going to... Panthera, be ready. And like Panthera like kind of like tenses up, and then I'm gonna like whistle to, I have some spells in D&D. I'm not gonna get into that yet because we're not yet doing the death match, but I'm gonna like and like call like a bird down and be like, call the others, like reinforcements, like there is work to be done here. And then like the bird like flies away to go like message maybe some other
son of a bitch. What kind of black magic is this? You can talk to these creatures? They don't even have an intelligence score worthy of noting down on a piece of paper for stats.
It's not just about intelligence score, it's about heart, which probably relates to charisma scores too.
Yes, that dove you called has a very tiny heart, and you take it out, and then you wrap the dove in bacon, and it makes a very delightful snack. You need at least 15 of them.
And, like, while you're doing that, like, Bill maybe, like, got, like, a crossbow ready, and then just, like, as the bird's about to fly out of the tent, he just shoots it, and it drops. And, like, again, it, like, drops in the audience, and they're like, woo! And they it's like a baseball, like, they're, like, grabbing it and, like, pulling it, like, hey, I want it.
I got it. Yeah. Like, the little kid's like, oh, here you go, and turns around and gives it to a little girl behind you. Like, oh, that's the sweetest thing. Watch that again on Corporation Corporate's cam. And then it shows. Oh.
The kill cam. Yeah. Instead of the kiss cam.
Oh, I like that. The kill cam. Corporation Corporate kill cam.
Now, sir, if you please do not exit my circus arena, you will be next on the kill cam. I guarantee it.
Is that a threat?
No, sir, a threat would, you know, they're usually empty and people say them when they have no intention of backing them up, but I fully planned on killing you and then giving your panther the Corporation Corporate treatment, meaning I'm going to turn him into a lovable jacket that I'll wear on a nice Wednesday evening when
enough.
I'm out with...
Okay. I will never let you do that. I'm going to turn and try to, like speak to the audience and really try to, like, impassion them mm-hmm. with, you know, with feeling and be like... These animals, you know, sure, they're entertaining, they're cute, they're funny, they're giant, they're exotic, but listen, they are our friends, they share this planet with us. Your pet at home, some of you have cats, dogs, parakeets. Listen, would you want those animals beaten, lit on fire, shot out of cannons? No.
Hells yeah, I would!
Where is this circus again, by the way?
I don't know. I'm picturing it really like a redneck audience. Yeah, like,
yeah, kill some animals! Don't listen to this guy!
Yeah. It's like, never mind. I'll deal with this myself.
Hurry up before my mullet grows out!
All right, Ringmaster. It seems I have no choice. The people are on my side. You have the advantage here, but it matters not. Me and Panthera have taken down sorcerers and far worse enemies than you, so...
When you look back over, Bill is, like, teleported over by Panthera and is, like, measuring him for, like, the coat and shit. He's, like, looking back at me and giving me, like, the okay sign. I'm like, yeah, he's gonna work great. I'm like, thank you, Bill.
Panthera, be on guard.
All right, if it must come down to a test of might for you to exit my circus and me to acquire your beautiful panther that will make a nice set of slippers for the morning, then it must come down to that. We're just gonna fight right here in the arena? You want me to kill you now? Or how are we going about
this? How about a wager, Ringmaster?
Ooh, okay.
You who deals in the art of entertainment and mystery, how about you take a gamble? If I lose, you can make a rug out of Panthera. And Panthera's like, like the fun? And then I'm like, but if we win, you denounce Corporation Corporate and release all the animals in your custody.
That sounds like a very fair gamble, my good sir. Should we bind it up legally on a contract or just do the old shake hands?
I just like spit on my hand or like cut like a like thing on my hand and like go to shake.
I reach over and like Bill cuts his hand and then like wipes the blood in my hand. And then like I'm going to use a bonus action or whatever to cast a speak with animals. And as I'm shaking your hand, I'm going to talk to your panther and be like, you're going to be a fucking rug. And like, rah, 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 all you hear about. But yeah. I'm sure you understand it too.
Gotcha. You monster.
Very well, let's settle this. Bill, prepare for battle. You do all the work anyways around here.
Okay. Can we say also, like, I know you're the ringmaster, but they'll, like, some other announcer will come in and be like,
ooh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
This gonna...
What was the guy's name before? Barnaby? The hairy guy with the knuckles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Barnaby the clown.
Yeah. He climbs up to the stands. And he's like, attention, ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday. It'll be the Ringmaster versus Beastmaster. And then the crowd's like, yeah.
Who is Beastmaster? Is he like Xena? No, he's not a lesbian.
Yeah, fuck that guy. All right, let's get ready to rumble. Okay, and to start off, I think we should roll initiative, Nate.
Yes, sir.
Is that the only D20 we got around here?
No, we got a bunch of D20s, Nate. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
They're the ones that look like serious. Here's a purple one.
Okay, thank you.
It's going to be a 14 for me.
16 plus 2, 18.
You got it.
All right. So first thing first, I'm going to bonus action hex you. Oh, I know.
What is this dark magic?
It's called Corporation Corporate, and we drain the life force out of you. And then, Bill, do something. Attack that man. I'm over here entertaining in the crowd. I can't be expected to battle him the entire time. Bill!
Woo!
And then Bill's going to run up and attack you with his little stinger tail. And that's going to be a 15 plus 5.
Yeah, that hits.
Okie doke. And then we'll roll that. So let's do a 4 plus 3. So 7 points of damage. Oh, and then my hex.
Yikes.
Is going to be a 1. So 8 points total of damage to you.
I can feel the darkness of Corporation flowing through me.
Yes, let the weight of Corporation Corporate bear down on you.
Okay, so that brings me down to 31 hit points. Are you going to do anything else on your turn?
Nope, that'll be it.
Okay, so then I am... I have mounted now Panthera. So I am now sitting atop my panther. And I'm like, Panthera, help me. We must defeat this foe. So I'm going to use my first attack. And I have advantage right now. Because Panthera is not going to take an attack. Instead, he's going to help me try to hit. So the first one's going to be a miss. But second one will hit. Right? Does an 18 hit?
Yes, 18 does hit.
Awesome. Okay, so that'll be a hit. So that is going to be 1d6 plus 2. So that's going to be 6 damage. With slash with my spear.
Ooh, okay. 6 damage. That brings me down to 30 hit points remaining.
And that will be it. I use both my my attacks on that one. I get, right now as a ranger, I have extra attacks, so I get to do 2 attacks.
Okie doke.
Okie doke. And then normally as a Beastmaster, I could have the animal do something, but I had him help me, so I had advantage instead.
Okay. Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Bill, attack him again. He had Corporation Corporate. We let our animals do the attacking for us. And that is going to be a plus... Does 8 hit you?
No.
Oh, shenanigans. You, Bill! You piece of shit, Bill! You can't even do that right!
Panthera, like, leaps out of the way as he tries to attack. I'm like, ha-ha! I have faced many a demon, and you will not lay another scratch on me, monster.
Gah! Okay, bonus action. Maddening Hex. And you're going to automatically take my Charisma damage. So that'd be 3 points. Okay. And then from my other Hex I got on you, that'd be another 3. So 6 points of damage.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'm down to 22 damage already. That was very fast. Okay. Oh, and for our viewers, we are both level 5, just so you know. We bounce around sometimes. We've done level 15. We've done level 10. Today, we are level 5.
It was supposed to be level 10, and I fucked up. Okay.
You totally fucked it up.
It was my fault.
So I brought it down to 5 just to make it possible.
So it's going to be a little fast. So that's why we're trying to throw in a little bit more roleplay for you. But I'm sorry. Okay, that's entirely my fault. We even talked about it before I made the character sheet. Like, hey, what level should we do? Hey, let's do level 10. Okay, no problem. And then I proceed to make a level 5 character. So there we go with that. Where are we at?
Wow, that was a lot
sorry,
of there.
Sorry, okay. It's just a dollar.
It is. It's just a dollar. So it's my turn. Yes. So I am going to, this time, I'm going to try to hit, I'm going to try to hit, what's your guy's name? Bill?
Bill, yeah.
Bill, I'll be like, demon, I will take you down so that your ringmaster has to pony up. So I'll do my first one, and that's going to hit. So that is a D6. Plus 2. So that is going to be 3 damage.
Oh, not Bill. Bill, you need to get it together, Bill.
And I'm going to do my second attack. And that is going to be a miss. And then I'm going to do my third attack. Third attack will hit you. So another D6 plus 2. And that is going to be 7 damage.
Oh, no. Bill's down.
Okay.
Bill, you inconsiderate imp!
How dare you? Here at Corporation Corporate Bill, you're going to have to go through another training center. Bill, are you even listening to me, Bill? Bill?
Your monster has fallen, just like your fall, Ringmaster. When your corporation is built on lies and distrust, nobody will be able to follow you or lead you to victory. And then before my turn ends, Panther and I, we've just been kind of like falling at you from like within 5 feet. We're going to back up 20 feet and kind of like get ready.
Oh, son of a bitch. Okay, here at Corporation Corporate, every ringmaster at Corporation Corporate Circus is given a token. They only have to sell their soul for said token. And here is mine, and I pull out like a little, I don't know, fucking tin can looking fucking piece of thing with Corporation Corporate logo on it. And then I pointed at the bear, and I'm like, you there, bear, aid me! And then so I kind of like can cast my spells through the bear now. So I'm going to... That'd be a 7 plus 6, 13. I'm going to aim for your panther to Eldritch Blast.
13 is going to hit.
Okay, that panther, it will be mine. And that is going to be a 4, just 4 damage to four damage? The panther, yep. And that's going to end the ringmaster's turn.
Okay, my panther has low AC, low health too, so already he's down to about 9 hit points. So panther's like, and like, panther! Don't worry, little buddy. And I pet him like, we're going to take him down. Now, panther, use your best attack. Pounce! And so
you... a Pokemon?
Panthera, go! Do a thunderbolt! You have to make a DC 12 strength throw.
Oh, okay. It's going to be a 17 plus.
Yeah, you know, you passed. Okay, it was 12.
Right, okay,
you passed. Okay, sorry. We get it. All right. So I go to pounce, and what that means is two things. I'm trying to knock you prone. You passed, so you did not knock prone, but I still get to do my claw attack.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead, do my claw, and that is a nat 20, my friend. So that... How we're doing that 20, I know it can vary by some people. You get full damage for your first one, and then I'll actually roll for the second one.
Yes.
So you're already getting it's a D6, so you're getting 6 plus another 6, and then it's a plus 2. So that's going to be a total of 14 damage. And that is just Panthera, and now I still get to make my attacks. So I don't get to make it at advantage, but going to miss, and then what is it? Second attack, nat 20.
Gotcha.
Okay, so same thing. It is a D6, so 6 automatic damage. Another 6, another 2. That is another 14 damage. So now I just basically, like, so this whole encounter, basically, I, like, backed up, leapt at you. You kind of dodged out of the way, but then I slashed it, or then Panthera bit. I think I did claw, right? What did I do?
Yeah, you did pounce and claw.
I actually did claw. So he like mauls you. And then I'm like, good job, Panthera. And then I like take a second swing. You kind of stumble out of the way, but then I get you back with like a final, like a second swing. And I'm like, ha, Ringmaster, you have no chance here.
Holy crap.
You are highly outmatched. With Panthera by my side, you can't defeat me.
I am looking rough as shit. I'm down with 2 hit points right now. Here at Corporation Corporate. Hold on 1 second. I like opened up my jacket pocket, like in case of emergency, cast this spell. Like, okay. Well, 1 second, sir. You and your panther just need to wait 1 second.
While you're doing that, I'm going to say that, like, I actually like got a couple cheers out of my attack. And I'm like, is this what you want to see? Is this it? Then cheer.
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Oh, very well. Okay. No, I know what I'm doing now. I'm going to cast the spell. Sleep on you. And then I'm going to cast sleep. And that's going to be 11d8. And how sleep works, I make a bunch of hit points. And then with those hit points, I can see who I can make fall asleep by matching their hit points kind of deal.
Well, yeah. And he has to start with Panthera because he has less hit points.
Right.
So very likely I'll at least sleep the panther.
Okay, so that's going to put me at 53.
Oh, more than enough. So okay. Not only, I think, total 9 hit points for a panther plus, 22 for me. So you only need 29. So you put both of us to sleep. So panther, no. And I kind of doze off and kind of like just tumble off of him.
Beautiful.
And Panthera just like rolls on its back.
Ooh, I kind of want to go scratch his tummy.
But instead, sleep,
so I can't.
So here at Corporation Corporate, what we do with these wild animals who try to attack us is we put them in cages, and then later on when they wake up, we beat them without mercy. So I'm gonna like just walk off to the side and grab like a cage that Bill kind of measured out from earlier, and then I'm like dragging it over to you, and then like I lift
somehow
it
does not wake me up,
right,
like, yeah, dragging him,
and
a
then
cage.
The crowd like get her done. And then like I lift up the cage and I lay it over the top of Panthera, and then I'm like, okay, whew, all right, whew, that was a lot of work, now time to finish off Loincloth Boy. And with that, I kind of like walk over to you and like strip my stuff. I'm like entertaining the crowd a little bit, like giving them the finger points and stuff, and like tipping my hat to them and stuff, and like, whipping my whip around.
Woohoo! Like,
yeah, really making a show out of
have
it.
Have my babies.
Oh, very well. After the show, I will have all of your babies. Because here at Corporation Corporate, what this world needs is more humans and less animals. And then I kind of straddle you while you're sleeping, and I kind of like finger gun right to your face like Yu Yu Hakusho. And I'm going to cast an Eldritch Blast. Right
your point face. Blank?
Yeah, oh my point God. Blank in your face. Sure. And that's the 11 plus 6, so 17 is going to hit.
Yeah.
And then... Oh, finally, fucking max damage on a die. 10 points of damage to your face.
All right. Wow, that is a lot of damage. I am not looking good. That does wake me up, though Panthera stays asleep because he was not hit. So it's just me now. So, what happened? Ringmaster, what sorcery is this?
It's Corporation Corporate. The finest Corporation Corporate in the world.
You monsters. What did you do with Panthera? Panthera!
So we're just in the cage.
I wake him up, but he is now, I can't get him out of the cage. Even though you were able to somehow drag this cage, I don't seem able to kind of release him. So I'm going to, I'm looking actually pretty beat up right now, surprisingly. So I'm going to, with the power of Gaia and animals by my side, nothing can stop me. And, as a ranger, I do have some healing spells. So I'm going to cure wounds on myself. So that is 1d8 plus 3. Take one of these guys. Perfect. That's an 8 plus 3, so I'm going to get 11 health back. So I actually got a little bit more back than God your point blank to the face Eldritch Blast.
This guy's been maxing out his dice
I know.
All day.
Almost all of them. It's crazy.
Well, I'm just glad Beastmaster can win at something, since his movie was fucking awful.
It was awful. You have crossed the line, sir. Does Ringmaster even have a movie?
Yeah, it's Corporation Corporate. I club a bunch of baby seals, and then people want to work for me.
Whatever, greatest showman. Okay, well, Cure Wounds is all I could do for my turn, so it is actually your turn.
All right, I didn't take any healing or anything, and I'm down to 2 hit points still.
Because you're cocky.
I know, because Corporation Corporate.
You have to make this count, because if you cannot ensnare me, you probably will die.
All right, here's my thinking behind this. I can cast one more spell.
Okay.
And then I think I'm going to do Puppet Spell, and I'm going to try to take control of your mind and make you walk into the lion's den.
Oh,
and here at Corporation Corporate, we do not feed our lions. Oh, no, sir. They are starving, and they'll eat anything we give them, and I mean anything. So with a puppet, you have to make a save. So that's just going to be a constitution save against a 14 right. for my...
What's the number I make? 14?
14, yes. Okay. My saving throw.
14.
God damn it.
Who's that? If we tie, it goes to
the defender. Yeah, the defender. I know you knew the answer. Okay, so apparently here at Corporation Corporate, that was a waste of a turn, and now I'm just standing there with my pants down.
Yes. Well, it's time I finish this for Panthera, for the lion, for all of us. And I'm going to... I have 2 attacks. My first one... Oh, miss you, slippery fiend.
Ooh, right. There you go. Corporation Corporate.
I got one more. Come on, 2 hit points. I can make 2 hit points.
I would
hope
you could hit me for 2 hit points.
And that is a hit. So I can tell you right now, I have a +2 damage on top of what I roll. So you are dead, my friend.
No!
Yeah, and it's a total 6 anyway. So you are... I slash you down, and then I'm going to say, this is barbaric and inhumane. You don't even feed the lions. Well, you know what? Today, they're going to eat. I'm going to get on top of the cage and like lift up the thing. I'm like, go, Leon. Take what is yours.
How did you know his name?
I can talk to animals.
Oh, I must have forgot at some point. Leon, please,
Corporation Corporate has done nothing but treat you with the utmost respect. My God!
It's Leon! Just like starts biting your leg and dragging you in the back.
Please, crowd! You love Corporation Corporate! Do something!
And Barnaby's just in the back like...
smoking?
Just like making like direct eye contact but not
you
doing anything.
Damn devil clown! You'll be fired for this someday! Crowd, please help! No!
Like, now, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. I still intend to put on a show for you. Panthera, walk on your feet. And like Panthera like gets up and just like does like some hops and there's just like some like booze and like this is the circus. This is the show you've been waiting to see.
Bro, we want to see animal murder.
And then I think with that, I'm gonna like call in like another bird. And then this time like a bunch of vultures just like come in and start like pecking at the crowd and be like, you're all terrible and I hope you die. Animals for the win.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, man.
Is Greta there?
Yeah, throw her in there, the druid. Greta the druid. Greta the
druid. How dare you?
How dare you?
So I think that wraps up our D&D Deathmatch episode for today.
To summarize, we had a fan say that our listeners say that we're so wild that we should probably sum up what actually happened.
Yes.
So... it was Ringmaster, Corporation Corporate, Ringmaster versus Beastmaster, kind of underrated, not cool version of Hercules. Talks to animals. They went toe-to-toe. You did get me pretty low. The lowest you had me at HP was 10. Mm. But you did get to go first, so you kind of had the advantage.
Yep.
But it didn't matter. Between me and my pet, we were able to take down your imp, and your spells didn't work. Your corporate magic was not effective, and at the end I was able to kind of just beat you in close combat, and you were presumably eaten by a lion.
Yep. And then for those of you at home keeping track, this is Nate has won 3 D&D death matches in a row, and I have won 0.
You know, we'll have to let the see it now viewers, only 2 of these can be found after we upload this to Patreon. We actually one of our very first sessions was Hades versus Zeus.
Oh yes.
And it is actually, so we have that available to our Patreon users if at a certain tier. So if you want to see the unaired Hades versus Zeus, which by the way is a real gem, the only reason we're not airing it is because it was our very first microphones. You can hear a little feedback in the
back. The quality's not
the quality you've come to love from Nat1 Presents. But that being said, a really funny session, and you can check out, you can see why I have currently 3 wins under my belt. Even though that one you kind of gave to me, but we'll let the viewers decide.
The facts are the facts, you know, like facts it is what it is. And so that's going to do it for D&D Deathmatch. So feel free to go subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to our other social media channels, leave us reviews, talk to us, let us know what you want. Like I said, if you let us know, we will try to make the characters that you want to see in this. Everyone wants to see Druid Greta. I know that, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
But you got to say it. I want you to say it.
Yeah.
And maybe it will happen.
And then it'll be a whole episode of how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? And be like, how's your meal? How dare you?
It'll not be a great episode, but you'll have asked for it, and that's what you'll get. And that's what comes. So just engage with us. Whether you join our Patreon, it's just $1.
Just $1.
Or whether or not you follow us on social media. Again, pretty much all of our handles, you can go to nat1presents.com or instagram.com/nat1presents, any social media channel /nat1presents. Check us out. We really want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of our community, and we want to get to know the people who are listening. So, and then if you are listening to our podcast, please leave a review or give us a rating.
Yep.
We got our first review, which hopefully at some point we'll be able to share with you guys and hopefully share some more. We're actually going to read them on the show as Greta Thunberg. So.
You guys are awful. How dare you make a podcast? I can't believe the atrocity that is coming down the D&D community. How dare you?
And that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.